This is Corporate Cafecito, where we discuss career development and entrepreneurial growth strategies. I'm Mario Rodriguez.
Y yo soy Nayeli Suarez-Guez. Go get your cafecito and let's talk about professional growth. Welcome back to Corporate Cafecito. Yo soy Nayeli Suarez-Guez. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about entrepreneurship. A lot of us have really great ideas or an amazing talent or skill, and we decide, hey, you know what? I think I can make this my permanent job. I think I could do this forever and for myself. And I want to tell you that, one, you absolutely can, but do your legwork. I am a serial entrepreneur. I have multiple businesses. And each one takes a certain amount of dedication, of time, of patience, of nurturing. I want to walk you through my journey so that when you're ready, or if you're thinking about it, you kind of have some of those guidelines to go with. So the first thing you need to do is understand what makes your business unique. What is your competitive advantage? You have to understand what's going to make you unique in the marketplace. Is there a need for something? Are you bringing or generating a service that is needed by the community you live in or the community you want to serve? And then decide on a name. Now, deciding on a name is very hard. First, I'll tell you, it feels like every name is taken. So you'll have to do variations of some of the things that you've thought about. You know, if you think about when Jessica was here, she talked about how she came up with the name Tacotlán because she really loved the homage to, you know, her pueblo in Mexico. And she said, you know, I like the tlán at the end. I'm from Guanacatlán, so I like that. It really resonated with me. When I started my professional coaching business, I named it Elevar. And I named it Elevar because for so many years, I felt I went to all these trainings. And they were really good about breaking me down and telling me all the things that I was doing wrong. But there wasn't exactly that moment where I started to feel good about myself or empowered or like a better leader. So I was like, when I start my company, I only want to build up. I don't want to break anyone down. And that's how I came up with the name Elevar. When you start your business, you also have to understand like, what kind of business do you want to start? Now, there's three basic ones for tax purposes. There's an LLC, an S-Corp, and a C-Corp. An LLC just pretty much separates your personal from your professional. So it means that this company operates as its own entity, but you're still recognizing it on your personal taxes. An S-Corp lets you have a little more differences, like you can participate in a 401k program if you start one. You can put yourself on payroll. You don't have to recognize all the revenue in that same year that you earn it. By the way, I'm not an accountant, so make sure you check with your accountant to make sure I'm saying these right, but I know the C-Corp one, you have to have a board. I don't know if in the S-Corp one you have to have a board, but understand what kind of tax advice you need, what kind of company structure you want. And then really ask yourself, am I solvent enough to start this business? If I don't make any money for 3 months, am I going to be okay? If I fail at this, will I be okay? I always tell people, like, don't think about your backup plan. Your backup plan is to go back to what you were doing before or, you know, go back to a different job or find a different job or find the job instead of just being an entrepreneur. There are very long days. I remember when I first started my delivery company, I think I went 7 months before I took a day off. And the day I took off was Thanksgiving. So it was a long, hard ramp up because I wanted to know my business and how to do it properly and make sure I knew my vehicles and what the processes were and to be able to train my team, to be able to share with them how to do things the right way. I had to do that by doing the job myself so that I knew exactly firsthand why we did things a certain way. Those long days can seem very stressful, but they could also be very rewarding There's a benefit to knowing at the end of the day, you're doing this for yourself, for your family, for the team that you've created. So entrepreneurship can be very rewarding because you get to do all these things on your own. You know, I've written articles, and one of the things I talk about is how much I miss the teams that I had in corporate America. I miss the legal team. I miss the HR team probably the most. I miss the finance team. I miss the different departments that support you when you're doing your job. As a business owner, you are those departments, right? You may hire someone to help you with HR, but if there's a tough HR question, it's going to come back to the owner of the company. It's going to come back to the CEO and the founder. You have to be prepared for all those questions that are going to come and all those situations. You know, I broke my leg in 2019, and it was probably one of the most traumatic experiences because I realized I couldn't walk right away. Like, I knew my leg was broken. I had to go through PT. I had to go through all this pain, and I'm fine now. But I'm like, you know what? If I break my leg again, I'll know how it feels. I'll know exactly what to do. I'll do better at PT because it'll be the second time I go through it. And I hope I don't break my leg. But I do want that experience has taught me you learn and then you grow. And the second time something happens, it doesn't cause as much shock. As an entrepreneur, you're going to go through those moments that maybe break your spirit, break your wallet, or break your heart. When you go through those moments, just know that the first time it happens is very shocking. I will give you an example. I had a truck stolen. It was probably the scariest moment ever because I was like, worried about everything. My driver was okay. The van was not, but someone had taken it and hit several cars. What I learned from that is that's something we're susceptible to. That's something that could happen. The second time a van was stolen, we knew exactly the protocol to do. The driver was fine. We called the police. Each one of my vans had tracking units. So the first time we had tracked it as well. The second time we tracked it immediately and were able to notify the police exactly where our vehicle was. We got our driver. In both times our drivers were unharmed. But those were instances that I had not prepared for. I hadn't even thought about it. And as an entrepreneur, a lot of times we think like we're going to go into this and we're going to do all the things we love. It's the bad days that help you write those new protocols, that help you understand what you need to do or what you need to change or what policies need to be put in place so that you could be prepared for the next time. It's also understanding that when you sign up to start your own business, you're the last call. You're the person who's going to make those decisions of how we change the policy, of why you implement these certain things, of why you may change the start time or the end time or how you approach things. I'll tell you the other thing as an entrepreneur is it's hunting for business. That is really about understanding how to get your customers. You know, with Elevar, I work off of referrals only. People who know me, who have used my services will tell other people about my keynote speaking or a workshop they've attended or the one-to-one coaching that I've done with them or the team building that I've done for the organizations. And when you build a solid base and when you show and demonstrate the value that you bring, you know, I always say the reward for good work is more work. And so, you know, you really want to make sure that you are building out your company and that people know what you stand for and why you stand for it and what you deliver. So it's also, you know, important to be very clear. Like I mentioned, with my coaching, I do three things: keynote speaking, workshops, and coaching. With my delivery company, we only do one thing. We just do deliveries. So be sure that you are very intentional with what your company is, what services you provide, what you're solving for, and what you want to be famous for. Understand that not everything has to be an iPhone or creating a new app or launching a new electric car. Everything is needed, from food to services. Think about the gig economy and all the jobs that have been created by Uber and DoorDash and Grubhub and all these companies that 10 years ago didn't exist. There is the whole, you know, red ocean, blue ocean, with the blue ocean being the uncharted territories or like the new areas of growth. And Think about the reinvention of what we get to do every day by trying something new or trying something different. But I also tell people, we also need someone to make the sandwiches. So if you make a really good sandwich and you start a restaurant, like, that's really amazing too. Don't always think that and you have to start something and it's got to be amazing and new and innovative, because we also need tire shops. And the latest Facebook scam is all those auto detailing companies, but they're needed. We need the services industry, and we also need new ideas, and we also need to cover the basics, and we do need the innovation. So don't think that a plan that you have or a business idea that you have is too plain, because if you sit and wait for it to be exciting, it may take a very long time or you may never do it. Now, in order to start your business, we talked about setting up a corporation or an LLC or an entity, but also make sure that you log all of your expenses. There's so many software companies. I use QuickBooks, but it's just a good place to track all your expenses, your banking, and everything. And that way you could run reports every month to see where you are. They also send your invoices for you, which, if you're like me, I'm really bad at doing that. Really love doing the work, but really bad at charging for it. So make sure you don't do that, because we want to make sure that as an entrepreneur, like, you're responsible for making sure you get paid. So all these things, once you add them all up, you know, now you have your entity, you have a good way of invoicing and receiving money. I would tell you, make your plans. We all have like that dream of like, oh, in 5 years, where am I going to be? Sometimes as an entrepreneur, you have to say, in 1 month, where am I going to be? What am I going to be doing next month? How does that month look for me? What do I need to do? What needs to be on the calendar from now till the end of the year? How soon do I need to start selling in services so that my spring is covered? All those types of timelines and calendars, make sure they're very well managed. Don't miss appointments. Don't show up late. You are your brand. Also, understand that by you being your brand, everything that is in social media, everything that is available about you online is open for people to see. So be a responsible entrepreneur and make sure that you are living your values and living your principles and doing that in a very positive way. I encourage you, if you are looking to start a business or have a great idea, think about it, do your research. You can reach out to me at Nayeli@corpcafecito.com. And I'm happy to walk you through my experience and support you in yours. Thanks for listening and good luck. Corporate Cafecito was produced in beautiful downtown Oak Park at Boulevard Studio. Audio engineer and editor is Mike Mitchell.
We're available on every podcast platform.